opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Pruse. My format is as usual. Today's a Friday, so it's what's going on over the weekend. What special things do we get to do? And it is the beginning of the solstice weekend. Sun is out. All these wonderful, fun people are coming back for high school reunions, class reunions. We've got the Midnight Sun Festival in downtown Fairbanks. But today in the studio with me, I have three people who came back or are here for their high school reunions. I have Marjorie from Lathrop, Allison from Lathrop.
Rob
from West Valley, and I will represent Monroe. So we have a good cross-reference of everything that happened in the 70s and 80s in Fairbanks, Alaska. Marjorie, I'm not going to ask you what year you graduated, but what year did you graduate?
77.
Allison?
Same, 70s. The first graduating class of West Valley High School.
Oh, man. Rob?
And 1980. So I was 3 years behind these girls.
So you went to the first freshman class.
That's exactly right. First graduating class. Well, no,
yeah, first four years. Yeah. I graduated from Monroe in 78. I went to ICS, Denali, Maine Junior High, Monroe, and a partridge in a pear tree. So, Marjorie, what was your favorite subject in high school besides boys?
Drama.
Apparently so.
I was the drama queen, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Mattson in drama class saved me. It was that I found my home.
Allison, you're wearing your West Valley colors.
I am.
What was your favorite class?
Well, Marbella Davis was one of my favorite teachers, and I was in choir, and I got nominated with a couple others to go to All Northwest Choir in Seattle, which was a big deal. And so, yeah, then I was with Mrs. Filio was another favorite. I was on the yearbook team. And Key Club, and I had a lot of favorites.
Rob, what was your favorite class?
You know, I'd have to say I really enjoyed Miss Filio, too, for yearbook. A lot of good vibe in there. We have one teacher that's coming to the reunion tomorrow, Miss Francine Mears, who's still here. And mm-hmm. A lot of people have very high regard for her. Tarkanian is mm-hmm. down, and Charlie Scott. So we have a few people that are still here from our days that will be showing up.
You know, my classes that I liked in high school, the best ones that I liked, did not change from when I was in elementary school. Lunch, recess, and PE were my favorites. That's even in high school, I didn't have recess per se, but I had lunch and I had PE. And boy, I had Charlie Scott as a wrestling coach in junior high at Maine. And so, Marjorie, you live here in Fairbanks.
Yes.
You've been seeing all these people come in.
Yes, they're coming in. It is.
And who's the mover and the shaker of your get together tonight?
The mover and the shaker. Well, we have a committee.
Okay.
So we've worked together for the past 10 years and it's spearheaded by Dorothy Lighty.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Dorothy. Mm-hmm. Dorothy is the bomb. She's just the greatest. Yeah.
You want to get something organized? Bring in Dorothy Lighty. You know, there's mm-hmm. Commander-in-Chief and then all of us little minions, you know?
And she's wonderful to work with in the whole group. So we first got together, I think, we started doing email stuff in, like, November of last year, and then we had our first meeting in January, so we've been moving right along, and we're set to go. Tonight is our dinner.
Now, Rob, your boy, your class had a really circuitous route.
Yeah, we did.
You know, you're supposed to have the big 2020 West Valley. COVID shows its ugly head. Then it's going to be maybe 2021. Yeah. Not quite. But 2022 comes along, and you knock it out of the park. Thank you for doing it, with everything you've set up. I mean, really. Everyone's talking about, you know, no offense, I live here. And all these people are coming back in. It's a pain in the butt. All these blasts from my past. So how did you start going about this?
Well, you know, it started really planning for the class of 80 graduation.
Yeah, 2020.
Like you said. Yeah, and we were going to do a little get-together with our friends over at Lathrop, you know, and it was going to be a lot smaller, obviously. And COVID hit, and I'm not even sure how I got corralled into being one of the spearhead, you know, one of the sponsors, you know, get it to go. And there were some other kids that lived out of state. We all started talking about it. And as it got canceled, you know, the following year, well, that was class of 81's year. So we're like, well, let's add a year or two. Because usually, you know, you have the class, your class, and the class before and the class after.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did 81, 82. And then last year we said it's going to be, it was 82's year. So we said, well, what the heck? Let's just include the first decade. You know, and the idea was, is it gave it, you know, opportunities for a lot of siblings, and a lot of siblings are coming up. I mean, from, you know, 78 to 87.
You came up from Virginia.
Yeah.
You came up from Oregon, Allison.
Yes.
And Marjorie, you live here still. So, you know, if you're lucky you didn't skip a beat getting on the airplane, because, you know, boy, what's canceled, what's delayed, what's rerouted. Allison, did you make it okay?
Got in finally at 1:20, 1:40 something. It was supposed to be 10-ish, and, yeah, it kept getting delayed. And
what day tonight? Last night?
Last night, yeah. I'm here on 6 hours of sleep.
No wonder why you wanted coffee. I mean, scotch this morning. I mean, water, yeah.
I mean, vodka.
Yeah. Rob, you came over from Virginia. What was that like?
Yeah, we had one flight cancellation. I came because Alaska Airlines flies straight to D.C., so it's a nice, you know, I just had to rearrange 12 hours, you know, rather than leaving an afternoon or early morning flight. And so coming in was awesome. You know, Seattle, Fairbanks, boom.
Marjorie, what is your schedule of events over the weekend?
Okay, so we're busy tonight. We're all getting together for dinner at Wedgwood Resort, and there's 100 people confirmed. And it's going to be in the Taiga Center at Wedgwood. And it begins at 6 p.m. With doors opening, and then dinner's at 7, and then we're dancing until 10. And then after that, we're all going to go to Rob's place.
crashing the party.
That's right.
Yeah,
party,
you're crashing. Party crashers.
When you say Rob's place.
Yeah. That's Pike's Waterfront Lodge in Binkley Room. Yeah.
We're party in Rob's room.
We're going to bring the party.
Hey, I got a U-Haul van right out there. We can
bring a keg.
Okay, well, that's just for tonight. What's tomorrow for you?
Yeah, so tomorrow we have two events. We have Let's Go Back to School class, 77, but everybody is invited. So there's Lathrop High School tours of the school beginning at noon, and then at 1:30 the West Valley School tours begin. So everybody's invited to that, you know, all years. And then tomorrow evening we're having a just like an outdoor picnic party at 1102 Park Drive for the Midnight Sun Run. And so
1102 Park Drive, whose house is that?
That's
property of Don Martin, I think.
Don mm-hmm. Martin's, yeah. Don Sadler's, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Allison, you're the social butterfly.
I try to be.
Mm-hmm. What's your schedule of events?
Well, tonight, Dorothy has designated me as DJ, which is not really disc jockey. It's Director of Joy. So I'm going to
happy.
Try to progress the fun along throughout the dancing portion, and with silly diversions and balloon animals and other fun, you know, interactive line dances and whatnot. So I'll participate in tonight, and then we're going to crash.
Rob's gig.
Rob's room, yeah.
Then, of course, I'll do all the other events throughout the weekend as well that Marjorie just mentioned.
Rob, your schedule of events?
Well, we're excuse me, we're opening the doors at 5:30.
At the Binkley Room.
At the Binkley Room. And how we've had to kind of juggle dinner is folks are going to go over to Pike's Landing on just an individual basis. Mm-hmm. So they're going to walk over if they wish to eat the full dinner, have dinner over there, come back to the Binkley Room. Jim Madley is going to be set up. He's our DJ. He's our MC for the night.
Glenner's going to be there.
He's going to be there with a little comedy a little bit later in the evening. And, you know, it's going to be a full house. It's going to be a little tight because we have a lot of people that are.
And what do you got going on Saturday?
Saturday, that's going to be fun, too. That's going to be out at the Silver Gulch Brewery. They're opening up the doors 5:30. Earl Hughes and Friends, a little Americana, bluesgrass country is going to be playing for 2 hours. And then David Resch and the Benefield Blues Band, they're going to be playing some old-fashioned rock and roll from 9 until closing. And he brought in some special guests, Kelly Moneymaker, who used made it pretty big from what I understand in mm-hmm. the music world. She's going to be
yeah, she was, guests. And,
He said he's got a few other cats coming up to play with them, too. So we have a barbecue. It's going to be brats and burgers and chicken and, you know, and they're going to bring in some beverages for
adult beverages for those rockers in the mosh pit.
That's right.
And Sunday?
That's up at the Birchill Ski Lodge. We have that from 2:30 until 7, and it's more of a potluck style.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have live music. Willie Blackburn and his jazz band will be playing from about 3 to 5 out on the grass if it's a nice day. And it's just a nice outdoor venue for my
own. So bring your own mojitos.
We'll have some.
Oh, okay.
But bring your own is nice, too.
Let's okay.
Bring to share.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFVR Radio. And if you want to call in and have a question and get some of the dirty deeds done dirt cheap from these three during high school, or at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Supply Company on Van Horn Road, the only Alaska-owned full-line wholesale distributor of plumbing, heating, industrial piping, waterworks, and mining products for over 30 years. Online at frontiersupply.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
All right, Lori Prox here with Shannon Curtis of Mosca, Colorado. Caught a 132.6-pound halibut aboard the Reflection. Tell us about how you decided to come to Valdez and how you ended up on the halibut charter. What's the backstory here, Shannon?
My son graduated from high school, and it was also his birthday on the 2nd of June. And I thought there could be no more perfect birthday or graduation gift than to take him up there to Alaska and to go fishing. And so our family connected us. You know, they told us who to use, which Josh Hughes come highly recommended. And that's who we used. And we went out with some of our family and friends.
And you obviously bought a Valdez Halibut Derby ticket because you were on the leaderboard, right?
Yes. Yes, we did. And it was my buddy up there that told me to do it. And I thought, oh, we don't need to do that. Really glad we did.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody who's thinking, man, I don't need to pay the extra $10?
Don't go fishing without getting that ticket.
But it's a fun experience, right, for $10 to actually be on the board and to do the weighing. Tell us what that was like.
Well, I'll tell you, even before the big fish come in, I thought I'd had the time of my life. But that was just like the icing on the cake, and I had such an adrenaline rush, I didn't sleep for 24 hours afterwards. So that best $10 I ever spent.
The Fairbanks Prospector has all the clothing, footwear, and camping supplies. But our Valdez store has all the tackle you need to catch your derby winner. Bait, rods, reels, coolers, licenses, and derby tickets. And all at competitive prices. We thank you for making the trip down the Richardson. When you fish Valdez, you shop at the Valdez Prospector.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Frontier Supply Company. Sure, they're big enough to handle the supply needs of pipelines and gold mines, but they're personable enough to help you with your needs as well. Frontier Supply Company, for all of your plumbing and heating needs. On Van Horn Road, online at frontiersupply.com.
KFAR, weather.
Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 76. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows around 53. Mainly cloudy. 71 tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Marjorie, Allison, and Rob in the studio with me here for graduation reviews on their... Oh, boy. Now, we have a phone call. You guys ready? Are you ready, Allison?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Julie.
Okay. And what's your question or thought for these three?
I'd like to know what their favorite non-academic memory of school is.
We were going into that now. I'm going to help you along with this.
Okay.
Marjorie and Allison, you were hot chicks during a pipeline. What bars did you go into as a minor? Marjorie, you're first.
Oh, no, I'm not first.
Oh, Allison, lead the way.
I can't even remember the names of them.
so many bars, so many names. The Flame?
Yes, of course.
Oh, God.
And
don't ask me how I know that.
The Downtown, what was the other
one? The Rendezvous?
King's Cup.
Oh, they're starting to come out now. We're starting to flow. Prime in the well.
Sunset Strip. Out at the Strip.
No, it was...
Pikes? You ever got the Pikes?
Of course.
And what was the place that was off of Old Stees Highway up on the hillside? Was that the Boondocks? Was that?
No.
Oh, I remember the Boondocks.
That was out at Salcha. You go out to Chino Hot Springs, turn right, go about 6 miles, and there was that place that sold to high school people.
Yeah.
And the steak pit.
We had the steak pit, of course. So, yeah, you know.
And then there was always the summer solstice party up on off of Steel Creek Road in the field. That was...
Tell me how am I doing? How am I doing bringing them back to the other non-participant classrooms?
You're doing good.
What was your favorite one?
You know, I haven't been back here in 45 years. This is my first trip back because I left the day after graduation.
Wow. What school did you go to?
I went to West Valley. This is Julie Howell.
Yes.
Julie.
Julie. Yeah.
I'm asking the question about what their favorite activity was, but what about in school?
Well, hold it, Julie. Let's go back a little bit. Because, you know, you left here and you have a southern twang. Where do you live? Where are you from now?
I lived in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
We left here the day after graduation, moved back to Louisville, and I have lived there since. And this is my first trip back, and I'm staying with the wonderful Dorothy Miles, yes. I'll call her.
We are being monitored.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Dot.
She has been a wonderful host, but I have to admit, Fairbanks has changed a lot to me. You know, when I haven't been back for 45 years, it's changed a lot. So I was looking for some old memories of things that we did and things that I could maybe go see that these folks...
Remember Box Boy, the little Quick Rip stores that were the original ones, Box Boy stores and everything, and you know the drinking age was 19, and everyone had an ID that said they were at least 19.
Well, yes, that was a hard change for me because what I went back to was 21.
Yeah,
so, Julie, there's the street fair tomorrow too. The Solstice Street Fair. So there's going to be food carts and everybody downtown. So
I always enjoyed Mrs. Seelid being the hostess there on the bar restaurant on top of the riverboat Nenana. That was always fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And Julie, you've done one of the fun things that was historically famous here in Fairbanks, which is the CJ's Drive-In. You know,
yes, I did.
So many of us, not met myself.
Bill's driving on yeah, college
the roller skates, yeah. And yeah, that's super fun.
Julie, thank you very much, and I got a feeling you're going to be seeing lots of people you went to school with.
Oh yes, sir. All right, you guys have fun. I'll talk to you later.
See you soon, Julie.
Bye, Julie.
Thanks for calling.
Rob, you seem sort of silent. on this portion of the show.
Well, I
asked, you know, since they're the hot chicks. Now, the studly guy, where would you like to hang out after school?
Well, you know what? Since I was a few years younger, I mean, I may not have had the same experiences, but I would have to say one of the places that I remember the most, one of my all-time favorite, was going to the Blue Marlin on College Road. I mean, even I could, you know, have the best pizza in Alaska.
I got one for you. We're going to go back memory row where Doyon Estates is now. There was a gravel pit back there. And everyone used to go skinny dipping. And then, you know, at that age, I'd get on my motorcycle and go back there to see if anyone was skinny dipping. Marjorie, were you ever back there?
Yeah, I think I dipped in that pool once.
Allison, you got a shit-eating grin on your face.
Of course, I was there.
Rob, did you ever go back there?
I can't say I remember that. I know it's small, going to small tracks, but not...
Yeah. There's one on small tracks that was fun too.
And then all the bonfires out by the river at the off of Chena Pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were fun.
David, did you ever make it to a summer celebration up at Ullerhaven when that was a place to go?
No. No. Okay. During the summers, you know, my dad was really smart. He had me working. You know, when I turned 16, I was working in Hawaii. Between my sophomore and junior year of high school, between my junior year and senior year, I was working up at Pump Station 1. So I never had a summer in Fairbanks after I was 15. When I was between my senior year of high school and college, I was working on the pipeline again. So, you know, Dad just looked at me and says, "You're not dawdling in Fairbanks in the summer, kid. You're going to go pay for college." Ready for a phone call?
Of course.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Karen McCurdy, Karen Hannick.
We all, you know.
Karen, hi.
All you ladies change your name, so, you know, so what was your main name?
Hannick.
Okay, Karen, how you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
Good, what class were you in?
1981, Lathrop.
Ooh, ooh. Tell us your favorite thing about going to Lathrop and when you graduated in 1981.
The gymnastics. We did gymnastics every single day in the corner there of the building with Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
And a number of other things, of course.
You ever notice how those other number of things always sort of said a little bit more less in tone, but
right. Nobody mentioned the howling dog.
Oh yes.
Well, actually, we did, but it was not engaged in. What being a minor is what they're doing this weekend. So. Did you come back to Fairbanks, or are you still here in Fairbanks?
No, we live in Oregon now, so we came back just for this weekend. We're staying at Jay's place here at Pike. We've got one of these beautiful cabin suites right on the river. We're sitting out here now. Fantastic.
You come up with your husband?
Yep, my husband Leon.
And was he from Fairbanks?
No, he was raised in Oregon, born in Oklahoma.
So what's the one thing that you don't want your husband to know about you in high school?
Oh, boy.
Hey, you called.
Well, the one thing that was pretty wild, he already knows about. That's when we got arrested for dropping BAs at the overpass over by West Valley. It actually BA'd us.
Yeah, that's a typical Lathrop student.
Mm-hmm. Well, the West Valley guys did it first, so we were just trying to see if we could, you know, one-up them over at their place, and it seems like we did.
So who was the arresting officer?
Oh, I don't know. There was a man and a woman, but they both came up each side of the overpass with their flashlights shining at us. There were three of us up there, and they're like, "Get on down here," and they, you know, talked about how if we were over 18, we'd be going down to the station and all that. But instead, Selma's mom picked us up, and we were all good. They never noticed the case of beer in the back seat.
Karen, I've got to say goodbye to you. We're going to have to take a break here, okay? But we'll see you this weekend, and thank you for coming back up here. And you're putting smiles on everyone's face. Thank you so much.
Thank
Okay, you have a great day.
See you soon, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. I do not choose this bumper music, but I like it. It's Pink Floyd, Run Like Hell, when we went to high school. We'll also have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Peter Navarro pleading not guilty today to contempt of Congress. The former Trump White House advisor is charged with failure to appear for deposition and failure to produce requested documents in the January 6th investigation. His trial is set for November. Two dead, a third injured in Alabama yesterday after a church member opens fire at a benefit dinner. Police Captain Shane Ware.
I don't know how many people were in the meeting at the time of the event, but the person that subdued him is a hero.
Captain Ware says the motive for the shooting remains under investigation. Millions of dollars in damages in and around Yellowstone National Park after a devastating flood this week. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away, but we're committed to rebuild this.
Officials hope to have a portion of the park open next week. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that Senate Bill 81, which aims to strengthen the state's Village Public Safety Officer Program, is critical for tribes and villages in rural Alaska. The bill was recently passed by the state Senate and House of Representatives. Since its implementation in the 1970s, there has been criticism by citizens. The program's current statute was said not to detail the law enforcement work that village police officers do in reality. Many people who reside in small communities are eager to know what's next with the new adjustments that were made. Joel Hard, director of the VPSO program, states that once the governor signs the bill, changes will be made immediately. There are some weaknesses in the program that this eliminates or at least addresses states hard. One of those concerns was ensuring the indirect costs of the program are funded for expenditures such as fuel or housing in remote villages. Another issue addressed in the bill involves village officers who find themselves in direct conflict of interest involving the arrest of family and friends. The new solution involves traveling village public safety officers to avoid such clashes. Governor Dunleavy added funding to this year's budget to hire an additional 80
streaming
officers.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Partner up for summer wood cutting with your new steel chainsaw from The Woodway. Steel is the number one selling brand of chainsaw in America. Homeowner to pro, The Woodway has a steel chainsaw that's right for you, right for your job, small to large, both battery and gas models. Don't get caught in the woods without your steel, engineered for a lifetime of superb performance. See the full line of steel outdoor power equipment at The Woodway, working the Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
What's a bivy stick? Well, it's communication to anyone in the world from anywhere in the world at your fingertips. The bivy stick is the smallest and simplest Iridium global satellite communication and tracking device in the world. Alaska's a big state, and sometimes you're just not in cell phone range when the unthinkable happens. The bivy stick turns your cell phone into a satellite communication device. It has global satellite coverage via the Iridium satellite network anywhere you have a view of the sky, a comprehensive feature set, including two-way text messaging, location sharing, one-touch check-in, and detailed weather reports straight to your cell phone via satellite. Take it everywhere and communicate from anywhere in the world. Plus, it's really affordable. It's less than one-third the price of a satellite phone. This would make the perfect Father's Day gift or birthday gift for the outdoor enthusiast. Check them out today at Arctic Fire and Safety on 30th Avenue. No activation fees ever, and the most flexible Iridium subscription plans, and did I mention it's less than one-third the price of a satellite phone? The Bivy Stick, available at Arctic Fire and Safety on 30th Avenue.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology.
Some guys are unlucky that they end up in a situation where their bladder won't empty without a catheter. That's because the prostate is blocking the bladder. There are warning signs that this might end up happening, like slow stream, frequency, urgency, and getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. And we do have non-invasive procedures to help avoid that situation.
Find out more about men's health at Fairbanks Urology with Dr. Tony Nima online at fairbanksurology.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio with me is Marjorie, Allison, and Rob. They're back here for their high school reunions. But Marjorie and Allison, you did something that is still talked about to this day. You were split shifts at Lathrop. Marjorie, you went to East Lathrop. Allison, you went to West Lathrop.
Yes.
Well, 2 years. What was that like? Marjorie, you went to the early one, and when I brought it up at the break, you gave me the groan, and I want to die and kill you look.
Yeah, that was rough. I would have really loved the afternoon shift at Lathrop. The morning shift was pretty rough. I'm not a morning person.
And what time did the school start? 7 a.m.?
Yeah, 7 a.m., and then we got out at noon, and then these guys came in.
Allison, what time did your school start?
12:30, I think, yeah.
And you got done, about 6?
No, it wasn't that long.
5:30?
4 or 5, something like that.
4:30, yeah. I think they got out.
So yeah. you had a lesser time frame. Oh, yeah, I would have wanted to go to that one, too. I was more traditional, started about 7:50, and we got done about 3 o'clock, and yeah. Wasn't that much fun. But I'm glad I wasn't going to East Lathrop. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember sitting in Ms. Statham's class and watched the sunrise at 10:30 and go, okay, the day is starting now. And school's almost over. So it was rough. It was rough.
Now, Rob and Allison, you also went to Lathrop on the day it opened up. I mean, West Valley on the day it opened up. Rob, what was that like? Walking into a brand new school as a freshman.
You know, I think that everybody had, I mean, there was a lot of pride. And I can remember that. You know,
yeah.
Being a part of something that's brand new. What was a little hard, we had a delayed start. We couldn't, because it wasn't finished building yet. So for at least the first 2 months, we had Saturday. We had to go to school on Saturday to make up for those. I don't know exactly when it started, but.
Make up. Yeah. You know, I remember I worked in Hawaii that summer. You know, got back, I was 16 years old. And they just did Geist Road. And we're all looking at this as, man, this is great for drag races. This strip, I mean, paved straight. Oh, yeah, let's go. You know, everyone with their 69 to 72 Camaros out there, you know, burning rubber, having fun. Excuse me. Me with my Vega? Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Fairbanks? Anyway, so you walk into West Valley. First day, what's your first memory?
Well, being a freshman, I think there was just the nerves of being
a freshman,
you know, and you're kind of geeky and nerdy and you got a lot of...
You're with the big boys now, yeah. You went from the top to the bottom.
You got a lot of cooler, older, you know, folks, and you're kind of just trying to figure your way out. You know, who do I talk to? How do I talk? What do I dress like?
Yeah.
You know, and it's...
How do I fit
it's
in?
It's all new. How do I open my lockers? Where are my classes? So... You still get that. I'm sure a lot of new students still have that feeling. But
I was talking to this girl. She turned 12 yesterday, and she's I think she's going into 6th or 7th grade. But she can't wait. She's going to get a locker. And I remember my first locker over at Maine Junior High, and we were in the mobile units. You know, out there where the police station is now. Yeah, where the police station. That's sort of an apropos place to put the police station. Or the mobile units where we learned. And that was 73, 74, 72, 73, 74. Those were the years right there. And learning Maine Junior High. Did everyone here go to Maine? Okay,
yeah,
did you go to Maine?
No, but I taught there.
Did you go to Maine?
Oh, yes.
You know, when you're in 7th grade and you come from an elementary school and you're going to Maine Junior High, you're going with every student in the school in Fairbanks. We were with every student. Then they'd separate people who would go to 8th grade over at Ryan. But you know, you walk in and you say, oh my God. And you know, the way the stair systems were, you know, you're going up, you're going down, and but after about a week you got the hang of it. You know, what the heck, you know what you're doing. You had a locker, you shared a locker, and everything like that. So tonight's entertainment, you're the joy factor. You're the DO, Rob, you're the director of operations. Marjorie, you just tell everyone what to do and when to do and how to do it.
No, I got the cake.
Oh, you got the cake.
Yeah, I got the cake. Christina Wright from Daybreak Designs made the cake. And so we've got everybody's logo because we've got, you know, people from all schools coming from class of 77. So it's a, I just picked that up and dashed that home and tried to stick it in my fridge, but it didn't fit, but my house is cool, so.
Rob?
Yeah.
When you left, you left.
I would come back. I still have family here. Okay. But I left, you know, during the college years. I would come back in the summer. I worked several years at the Travelers Inn as a bellman. And eventually, after 86, I was pretty much, you know, permanently gone. My home after I graduated from college was...
A lot of changes over the last 30-some years?
Absolutely. I mean, you sir, you know, as I drive down College Road, just coming here, you know, like, I remember that. There's, you know, there's the Hoover Shop. There's the, you know, Radio Fairbanks. That was there 45 years ago, yeah. You know. And then you're like...
There's a ski shop there that's, you know, yeah.
But then you go by the fairgrounds and you have a lot of these memories start coming back and, you know, driving by where Lindy's used to be or, you know. Mm-hmm. It has a warm feeling. I think that it doesn't go away. You know, sometimes you forget about it a little bit, but, mm-hmm. you know, it starts coming back and you got all these, you know, the memories that kind of flood in and...
Allison, you got up here with a quite large extended family.
Yes.
And you stayed in a campground for the first portion of it.
Yeah, our address when we first went to school was 10 in a campground, lot B7.
And you came up here at the beginning of a pipeline. So, yeah. And then your family was king of the court. You got a double wide out at Lakeview.
Yes.
and it hits, you know, 60, 70 below, and you're in a lower area out there, so it was just cold.
We thought we were going to die. Yeah, we thought our folks were insane. The only thing we knew about Alaska was, you know, Eskimos and igloos and mucklucks and whale blubber, and like, we were so thrilled there was a Dairy Queen and a McDonald's, and yeah.
When I was
the Dairy Queen blew up.
Yeah, that's right. When I was at Maine my eighth grade year, wrestling season was, you know, at the end, near the end of the year, and you know when you wrestled, you lived and died on a scale two times a day. I mean, you lived with that scale, and the season was over, and we would walk from Maine, where the bus was, and would pick up the bus over at Lathrop after it went to Marion and then Lathrop. And it would hit the Dairy Queen and Santa's Bakery. So, because we could eat finally, you know, and I gained about 15 pounds, like this, bam, you know, just you start with the year wrestling away and you grow 4 or 5 inches and you end your weighing that same amount. And I couldn't wait to, you know, for that bell rang, Dairy Queen, Santa's Bakery, here I come.
And the roller rink was there then, too.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't a pawn shop. It was an actual fun place to go.
And then it became the pizza place.
Yeah, right.
And they would serve 64 ounces of Rainier beer pitchers for a penny an ounce. Headache beer, but those were good. Those were good. Those were in the mid-70s and later 70s. Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you have a question here, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back in a bit.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent.
If you're struggling to find a job, well, listen up. Affordable Used Cars needs to hire two auto detailers immediately. Experience preferred but not required if you're the right person. A full-time position plus overtime with great starting wage. Go to work at the busiest car dealer in Fairbanks with an amazing work atmosphere. Apply in person at Affordable Used Cars, 2525 South Cushman.
Make sure your Alaskan vacation includes a stay at McLaren River Lodge in the high alpine country of the Denali Highway. There's a full-service restaurant offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fish, hike, canoe, and kayak. Relax to your heart's content. Make your reservations for McLaren River Lodge by calling 907-388-6361 or book online at McLarenLodge.com. You can also find McLaren Lodge on Facebook.
Denali Industrial Supply Milwaukee Tools want to thank you for joining them on Milwaukee Demo Day. In case you missed it, the Milwaukee Tool Sale continues only through the month of June. So don't wait to take advantage of the biggest sale and the biggest savings on all Milwaukee Tools. Proudly serving Fairbanks for over 35 years. That's Denali Industrial Supply, your home for Milwaukee Tools.
Denali Industrial Supply, 1499 Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
Hi, this is Andrew Rosso, General Manager of Golden Heart Waste Management. I just wanted to say thank you to all of our customers supporting local and giving us the opportunity to provide superior customer service to our Golden Heart City. Golden Heart Waste Management offers commercial dumpsters for your businesses or apartments and roll-offs for all of your construction projects. We also offer small roll-offs with Fairbanks only four-wheel drive roll-off trucks. Get yourself to ghwmfairbanks.com today. If you haven't gotten a quote from us, you're probably paying too much.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy. Highs level off around 76. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 53, mainly cloudy. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm going to take these three down a little bit of a road. But I'm going to give them sort of like the glimpse of it. A good friend of mine who I went to high school with, Billy Kinn, at our 20th high school reunion, he wrote a little newsletter for Monroe, and he said, you know, saw my girlfriend from 20 years ago, made it through that, introduced my now wife to my ex-girlfriend from 20 years ago, made it through that. So Marjorie, Mary, you come up to someone, and male or female, and say, you know, you had that crush on them, or we had our rivalries back in high school, and it's, 40 some years later. How do you approach it?
David, what happened in the 70s
stayed in the 70s. There you go.
Okay. I'm not naming any names at all.
You can either confirm nor deny.
No, my lips are sealed. And,
you should be Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a non-disclosure agreement in your DNA. You have an NDA in your DNA. Allison.
Yes.
You come.
That's not me.
Okay, it's not me either.
It's not me either.
Oh, Rob. Okay. You come back, and when was the last time you were here?
5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of people who, when you come back up here, that you went to school with?
Yeah, I come back for every reunion, so.
So this is the big one, though.
Absolutely, because there's a lot of people coming that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting, like Julie Hell.
Yeah. And, how do you approach it when you say, that person was a jerk to me, or, oh, man, that guy was the best-looking guy in the class, and he wouldn't even look at me. How do you approach that? Well, because a lot of girls just didn't look at me at high school.
Honestly, I had friends in every category. Like, if you were a pothead or an athlete or a drama in the arts, I dated and had friends in every stage and walk of life. And so I don't really have that experience.
That's what makes it interesting for me. I went to all the schools. So one way or another, in this one time frame, I came across everyone, and we weren't separated by social norms or what you did. You just grew up with everyone in Fairbanks. Now, Rob, when you go out there tonight and you're seeing all these people, what are your expectations?
Wow, expectations. I don't know if I have expectations, but I've had a chance to kind of reconnect, the last 3 years, which is nice, because especially if you're on social media, at least
you bring your wife up here?
No, I did not bring my wife. Okay. And it wasn't, you know,
I was going to ask, what is the one story then that you don't want your wife to hear?
Well, I heard that earlier, you know. Kind of, we had what was called the trail, and they say, you know, what happens on the trail
stays on the trail.
You know, and so I don't have a lot that I can share on the air right now.
You all should be Italians like myself.
Yeah.
You know, there is a statute of limitations.
Yeah.
but you know, you put it on Facebook, it might get you fired.
Yeah.
So you're a teacher now.
I am a teacher now.
So when you're looking at your students, are you saying to yourself, look at kid, I did that, you know?
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you have to turn around and bite your lip because you're laughing internally.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You know, it's like saying,
yeah,
I did that, but you can't really do that.
I was about 32 years old, and that's when I realized how really gifted and smart my mom was. She was telling me about this bridge. She saw this person, and after we're done talking to him, where she's walking along, she goes, yeah, we had this bridge game in 1972, and he blew the hand by doing this. And I'm saying to myself, and I tried to hide stuff from her? My God, mine like a steel trap? Oh, my goodness. Allison, any children?
Yes, I have three.
High school aspects that you had, did you see it with them?
In terms of how they handled high school?
Yes.
No, they were all, I have amazing children, by the way, and a beautiful granddaughter. And they all were high achievers in school, sports, athletics involved, and cheerleading, whatnot. And so, yeah, they probably got, I didn't push them, but they knew that I was involved and active, and we know that our kids are less likely to get in trouble if we keep them involved in things. So that was
my dad's theory about David too. We brought him to sports 5 times a week. That way we lived a better home life.
Yes, it worked out.
Marjorie, the difference between when you were in high school and your daughters, what are some of the major differences?
You know, there were, I think that they had a similar experience to me. They both graduated from Lathrop, and you know, I'm, you know, native, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, English.
You're a wonderful Rampart woman, and let me know whenever you're mad at me.
Yeah. And so there were, you know, Lathrop wasn't in some respects the friendliest place for Alaska Natives in the 70s. And I, you know, I've shared stories with, you know, my cousins, and I think my daughter saw a little bit of that, especially the oldest one, my mini-me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's an archaeologist now, and she'll be working on her master's in archaeology at the University of Utah.
Boy,
you know. Logan. And then the baby, she did really well. They both, they didn't lean to drama like I did, which was my safe haven, but they found music. So they both did orchestra, and Michaela lettered in orchestra at Lathrop. And so they found their niches and their, you know, their friendly faces in rooms up there that embrace everyone. But now we have Effie, so that's a I'm really
Effie
grateful
Cochran School, yeah.
that we have an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And because unfortunately there's still a lot of social pressures, you know, that
my parents sent me to an alternative high school to get my study habits boosted I remember as a freshman I walked into this place, and I just wasn't going to like it, you know. We have two hallways. I mean, oh, my God, I'm going to be bored. And I wasn't a polite freshman. I, you know, the seniors, juniors, just I'd poke at them. And they'd smack back. And I learned that real fast. You poke the bear is going to bite you. Yeah. Rob, what was your freshman year like?
Again, I think it was, you know, I look back, and in some ways I don't remember a lot about my freshman year. Just I think it was so new, and mm-hmm. it was so, you know, I have the memories that that stick out are more the junior and the senior years, those last 2 years. But a lot of the friends that I made, even in high school, you go back farther to your middle school and elementary school days, and I mean, they're just a special bond. Even if you don't see them in 30 or 40 years, you were, being raised in Fairbanks, I think it really gives us something special about it.
It was interesting. My junior year, it's finally like, in a student level, you're becoming the adult in the room. You're not the freshman or sophomore anymore. You're the junior and you're a male, and you're finally becoming the adult in the room. The freshman, the sophomore girls, well, they were being chased after by the sophomore and junior boys. And us, freshman and sophomore boys, we were we're the kids here, we're, but it seemed like finally my junior year, I was more of an adult in the room.
I'll add to this here. This came from an earlier thought.
Yeah.
This lady right here next to me,
Allison,
was a senior when I was a freshman. And I can say we do remember Allison. I was a lot younger, but you come in as a freshman and you're like, oh, look at all these older girls and how pretty they are.
Yeah.
She was in that list, that category, as a, one of the babes. Is
Fairbanks on the air. On the air.
Thank you, Rob.
And
what do you mean she was a babe? Well, she's right. Still a babe. Yes.
I can't take you three anywhere. But when I do, it's a lot of fun. Rob, when do you go back to Virginia?
I'm here till the 28th. My daughter's coming up on Saturday, and we're going to take a few days next week and drive down through Denali and Girdwood. And she hasn't been here since 2010 either, so she wanted to come up. I have two brothers that still live up here and a sister, and so we have a little bonding time, and hopefully I get a chance to visit my other Lathrop friends, because I have some very close friends that, even though we never ever went to high school together, for some we have a bond, and it's we all went to different elementary schools, different middle schools, different high schools, and still staying close touch. So
Allison, how long are you up here for? When do you go back?
Lifeline to Anchorage Sunday night, and then I'll stay there a few days to visit three of my four nieces that were the daughters of my twin brother.
Okay.
And so then I'll head home Tuesday night.
When does your daughter arrive?
Tonight.
Oh, man.
Right. I know. So I might have to dash out to.
Now, Fairbanks, there's other things to do other than see your sweetheart from 30 years ago this weekend. At 12 o'clock till 6 p.m. tonight at 2801 Wilbur Street, out there at the soccer fields, is the great food truck. They're having 20 to 30 food trucks out there. Go have lunch and dinner. And tomorrow is the Midnight Sun Downtown Festival. Starts at noon, is at midnight. They're shutting down the street at 9, so for getting everyone down there, we're back. We're operating. COVID, kiss my grits. Simple as that. Now, you three, we have about a minute left. Thank you for being here on the show.
Very
really
well.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You're welcome.
I thought about this, and I gave Dorothy a call, and Dorothy started the assignments that I got. And the first person I reached out was Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Absolutely.
And, experiencing the high school experiences that you had, what I liked most about high school were just the people. And all those juniors and seniors that, with reason, beat me up, they're good friends of mine now. I can say I've grown. So anyway, any last words, Rob?
Yeah, I just say that I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of folks that I haven't seen in 40 years. It's kind of I have those fond memories from as a kid, and I want to have a chance to get to know them again, before we're too old. And
Allison, any final words?
Encourage everyone, if you flew here, then get connected and reach out, and don't just sit in corners and click with certain people. Like, reach out and say hi to everyone, and let's get this party started.
And Marjorie?
It's you live here, and you don't realize, you live in the same town as these people, but you only see them every 5 years or the next reunion. And we also have an awesome responsibility living in a place that some people dream of traveling to all their lives, and some people dream of returning to for their high school reunion. So reach out and embrace everyone and enjoy yourselves safely, please.
Three of you, thank you very much for being on the show. Thank you for the contributions made for this weekend. Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you on Monday. I have Governor Walker on the air with me. See you on Monday.
KFAR 660 AM, Fairbanks. K248DK, 97.5 FM.